This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. St. Louis police and federal officials are looking for a man who threw an explosive device at a federal building in downtown St. Louis. Police say the device, similar to a Molotov cocktail, hit the Robert Y. Young Federal Building early Monday. No one was hurt, and the device caused only minor damage to the side of the building. Police are reviewing surveillance video that shows a man tossing the device. They also are looking for the owner of a gray Chevrolet Camaro with partial license plates N50. Missouri lawmakers are considering changes to state licensing fees for dog breeders and animal shelters. The House approved legislation this past week that would allow animal shelters to eventually be exempt from the fees while reducing the maximum charges commercial breeders could be forced to pay. Shelters lost an exemption from the fees under a law approved in 2010. The charges were increased last year from a maximum of $500 up to $2,500. Humane groups contend not-for-profit animal shelters should not be required to pay the fees because their purpose is to help the community and not earn money. Opponents of exempting shelters from licensing fees argue that the facilities should pay their fair share toward Missouri's animal regulation efforts. Republican leaders in the Missouri House are backing legislation that would limit the discussion of people's sexual orientation in public schools. A one-sentence bill filed in the House would prohibit teaching, extracurricular activities, or materials that discuss sexual orientation unless they relate to the scientific facts about human reproduction. The measure is sponsored by Representative Steve Cookson, a Republican from rural southern Missouri. It's co-sponsored by House Speaker Stephen Tilley, Majority Leader Tim Jones, and more than a dozen other lawmakers. The bill was assigned this past week to the House Elementary and Secondary Education Committee, but time is running short for it to pass before the session ends in mid-May. Jefferson City Police are searching for a second person of interest in the shooting death of a Columbia man. Police say 34-year-old Keith Mosley was shot to death early Sunday at an apartment complex in Jefferson City. One person of interest in the case turned himself in to police on Sunday. Police continue to look for a 29-year-old man in Jefferson City for questioning. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports a neighbor said the victim and other people were visiting a woman who lives in the apartment when the shooting occurred. He says he heard an argument and then heard gunshots. The killing was Jefferson City's first homicide of the year. And the NAACP is questioning why more than 3,500 students attending a network of soon-to-close St. Louis charter schools aren't being given the option of transferring to accredited school districts. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People raised the concerns in a letter sent Friday to Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro. The head of the organization's St. Louis branch, Adolphus Pruitt, says litigation is being considered. At issue is the State Board of Education's decision Tuesday to close six academically and fiscally troubled charter school campuses run by Virginia-based Imagine Schools Incorporated. The NAACP says the schools should be able to take advantage of a contested state law showing students living within the boundaries of unaccredited school systems, like St. Louis, to transfer to accredited districts nearby. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says state agencies used nearly 2.3% less energy last year after he ordered government to be more efficient. Nixon's administration says that state agencies cut their electricity consumption alone by more than 6%. Nixon signed an executive order in 2009 requiring state government to use less energy. The Office of Administration says the response included more efficient lighting and reducing instances of heating and cooling systems running at the same time. April is Donate Life Month. Families of organ donors and organ recipients came together at a ceremony of remembrance at the MU School of Medicine this past Friday. KBI's Marie French has more.
Gina Lee's husband wanted to have his organs donated after his death.
It means a lot to know that, you know, life still goes on. Just because somebody passes, there's still life that goes on.
Lee came to the event with her son, Jaron. They both decorated a paper flower with stickers and markers. The flowers honoring organ donors will be displayed in the lobby of the University Hospital. The Midwest Transplant Network, University Hospital, and the Heartland Lion's Eye Banks have collaborated on this event for the past 5 years. Lori Kramer-Clark is the hospital services coordinator for the network. Clark says the event is especially important for the families of donors.
You know, for them to be able to come back and honor their loved one, to be able to meet recipients, not necessarily their loved one's recipients, but, you know, to get exposure to the continuum of life.
There are more than 114,000 people on the organ donor waiting list in the United States. Denise McFarlane has received two organ donations, both kidneys, from her relatives. She says she wants to give the gift of life to others.
When the time comes, when I do lay down and that's it, whatever, if they need the eyes, the liver, whatever they can take.
Families of donors who gave in 2010 received roses and had the opportunity to say a few words about their loved ones. There was also an opportunity to sign up for the donor registry at the event. Marie French, KBIA News.
Anyone with unwanted or outdated prescription drugs will be able to turn them over to federal drug agents next weekend in the 4th National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Thousands of locations will be available across the country to drop off the drugs with no questions asked. The Drug Enforcement Agency says three previous take-back days resulted in nearly 1 million pounds of prescription drugs turned in. Collection sites are listed at www.dea.gov and clicking on the Got Drugs icon. This year's efforts run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.